A Big Girl in the Baby Benz, an article published on the Daimler blog written by Shireen Rhodes. I was 9 years old when we had to sell the car I had grown up with, my mother's Mercedes-Benz 190 in Estrel Silver. I stood in a friend's courtyard to take a last look at the car with its little star before it changed owners forever. Even though I was still very young, I wanted to drive this car, which I connected with so many things in my life, at least once all by myself. It was a farewell full of tears. And on top of that, there was not even a drop of gasoline in the gas tank, so the engine didn't start. At the exact moment when I was 9 years old, I swore to myself, Shireen, one day you're going to drive your own black Mercedes 190 with loud music on the radio. It's hard to believe, but even 10 years later, this wish hasn't changed. And what's more, 2 years ago, my wish was fulfilled. When I was 16, my father gave me a blue black baby Benz, born in Bremen. It had originally been made for export to France, but it spent the first 20 years of its life in Stralsund, and then it entered my life. I hadn't even started to take driving lessons, but my father had always had his eyes on 190 models that were being offered for sale. For me, a car's important qualities were its looks and its performance. But for my father, the top priority was the fact that the Mercedes, which was safe anyhow, had an airbag. And then he found it, my baby Benz. Although at the time we had no urgent need for a Mercedes, my father knew this was the right car for me. However, he bought the car with the thought in the back of his mind that it only had to survive the first year or two, when I was using it for driving practice. That's because the car already had scratches and defects. All told, it was absolutely not a pampered vintage classic car, if my father had only known back then. After long weeks of anticipation and lots of WhatsApp photos, the moment finally came. I was able to look at the first car I could call my own, to touch it, sit down in it, smell it. And once again I burst into tears. Of course, it was almost embarrassing. During the 2 years before I came of age, my little car was pampered, vacuumed, scrubbed, polished and, of course, slightly individualized. I realized fairly soon that white turn signals could lead to heated discussions. Simply being able to ride as a passenger in my own car was a thrilling experience. So was the first song I heard on the radio system I had installed myself, the sound of the sport exhaust, the gleaming 8-hole wheel rims, and the blue LEDs in the footwell, which people smiled about often enough. But that's exactly what I wanted my car to look like. Exactly the way it looks now. And that's why I love it as much as I do. Then came my first drive with my beginner's driver's license and Papa at my side. On that day I knew my Benz loved me back. The engine was hot and drops of sweat were rolling down my forehead. A 20-year-old 5-gear stick shift is not quite the same as the transmission of the Hyundai i30 I drove at my driving school. My father considered it important to practice things with me that you couldn't learn in driving school, such as driving fast. He believed rightly that I would sooner or later try to find out just how fast a 2-liter engine can go. So he at least wanted to be there when I did, so that he could give me instructions. Even though 122 horsepower is not an overwhelming power rating for a car with just 1.1 tons of curb weight, it's entirely adequate for speeding it up to 220 km per hour. And that's how come, just a few days after passing my driving test, I was racing along the A9 highway at a GPS-measured speed of 216 km per hour. It was definitely a peak experience, with my father sitting in the front passenger seat and giving me instructions like a co-pilot. Since that day, I've driven well over 20,000 km in my baby Benz, many of them on highways, but most of them in Berlin traffic. And even though this Benz was originally bought so that I could gather my first scratches and make my first small rear-end collisions with it, today it has not a single scratch or dent on it that was caused by me. I fell in love with this car, and I've invested a lot to make sure this love affair would continue for a long time. As a student, I don't have much of an income, but I've spent almost every cent I earn on my little black Benz. Of course, I'm lucky in that my obsession has enabled me to get to know lots of people who are at least as crazy as I am. Among them are some very helpful people without whom I wouldn't be where I am now. One of them is my father, who considers it very important that I deal independently with everything related to my car, but also offers me a helping hand whenever I need it. Ever since I started to document my daily life with my car on Instagram, I've been getting increasing attention from people all over the world. As a student of automotive technology at the Technical University of Berlin, I can demonstrate not only that I consider Mercedes-Benz vehicles terrific, but also that my interest goes even deeper. I'm learning more every day, but my store of knowledge already goes beyond pretty interior appointments and diamond radiator grills. That's why I'm inspired by women who work in the automotive business, whether it's in a workshop, as a racing driver, or as an engineer. The article was read by Priya, narrator at Narando.